वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्र. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर मिलान कुंडरा. ठीक है, मिलान कुंडरा.
नाउ व्हेन यू आर रीडिंग अबाउट वर्ल्ड लिटरेचर देन डेफिनेटली यू शुड रीड अबाउट द वर्क्स ऑफ मिलान कुंडरा. फ्रॉम द पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू ऑफ वर्ल्ड लिटरेचर, फर्स्ट फैक्ट यू शुड नो इज दैट ही इज अ चेक राइटर. नाउ चेक रिपब्लिक इज अ कंट्री इन यूरोप एंड देर इज अ वेरी फेमस नॉवल विच ही रोट फॉर विच ही इज वेरी फेमस एंड दैट नॉवल इज द अनबेयरेबल लाइटनेस ऑफ बीइंग. ठीक है, द अनबेयरेबल लाइटनेस ऑफ बीइंग, बीइंग विद अ बी आई बी ई आई एन जी, बीइंग. नाउ इफ यू सी क्लोजली दिस टाइटल इज पैराडॉक्सिकल बट लेट मी टेल यू समथिंग अबाउट द लाइफ ऑफ मिलान कुंडरा. Now, initially, he was a supporter of communism and he also became a member of the Communist Party of the then Czechoslovakia, because Czechoslovakia earlier was a country which later on split into two other countries. So, initially, he became a member of the Communist Party there, but later on, because of his anti-party activities or activities that were not in conformity with the principle of socialist realism, because of this, he was expelled from the party. And for much of his life, he lived in exile in France. So from being a supporter of communism, he became a critic of communism. And many of his works also are a kind of criticism of communism in particular and totalitarian regimes in general. So this is the reason why he is very famous and why his works are very famous. And along with this novel, The Unbearable Lightness of Being, you should know about two or three more works. One is called The Joke. Okay, the joke. ये basically title है. And in this basically he satirized the totalitarianism of the communist era. Because after the end of the Second World War, what happened? Europe got divided into Western influence or American influence and the Soviet influence. So in his novel, he satirized the totalitarianism of the communist era. And because of the criticism that he did, many of his books, or most of his books earlier, were banned in his own country. Then another important book by him is called The Book of Laughter and Forgetting. Okay, the Book of Laughter and Forgetting. Isme bhi basically ye hai ki he tries to show how different Czech people were in opposition to the communist regime which existed earlier. But of course, later on, what happened in the Czech Republic was the communist regime was overthrown. Okay, so Milan Kundera in his works satirizes and criticizes these totalitarian regimes or communist regimes. And one more theme or one more aspect which you will again and again find in his works is that he deals a lot with erotic comedy. And many of his novels are about sexuality. So two things you will always find. One, issues of sexuality. And second, political criticism, or let's say in particular, criticism of communism or totalitarian regimes. And his famous novel, The Unbearable Lightness of Being, it also has a lot of philosophical dimension. The protagonist himself is on the mission of finding the meaning of life or what it is to exist. So philosophical speculation will always be there in many of his works. Okay?